Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. These words that begin Psalm 146 are echoed throughout the Bible. Christians are urged to praise God. But for many people in today's world, this seems like an odd thing. Why does Almighty God demand praise from His children? Noted atheist Richard Dawkins finds the God of the Bible an altogether disagreeable deity who seeks praise and craves the total attention of His creation. God's ego must be continually fed. This criticism of the perception that God's ego needs to be regularly massaged was ridiculed in Monty Python's movie, The Meaning of Life. Into the scene, a vicar leads the congregation in a litany. Let us praise God, O Lord. And the congregation responds, O Lord. And the vicar says, Oh, you are so big. Oh, you are so big. So absolutely huge. And the congregation says, So absolutely huge. To which the vicar says, Gosh, we're all so really impressed down here. I think Christians should appreciate such lampoons that mock a God who consistently needs praise to feed His insatiable ego. As the introduction to Psalm 146 illustrates, in the Bible, typically praise simultaneously flows from the thankfulness of God's children. God has no need of our flawed and frail praise, but we cannot help ourselves, so we praise and we worship Him for who He is and for what He has done for us. C.S. Lewis points this out in his little booklet, Reflections on the Psalms, for he says that praise is like the giving of honor. Our enjoyment spontaneously overflows into praise. The world overflows, and it rings with praise. Lovers praise their beloved. Readers, their favorite poem. Walkers, their favorite place in the countryside. Players praise their game. We delight to praise what we enjoy, because praise completes our enjoyment. We cannot help but laud and honor that which we find valuable and worthy. When sinners experience the love and the forgiveness of Almighty God through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they cannot help but give thanks and praise to God for their salvation. For when we have been crushed under the burden of sin or guilt, and then have had it removed by experiencing the forgiveness of sins, the washing away of our uncleanliness by the Word of God, then how can we not but praise? We praise God not to gain a reward or to avoid punishment, but because God has given to us, undeserving creatures, the greatest gift of all, His unconditional love in Jesus Christ. We cannot not praise God for His grace. Our praise of God also serves as a testimony to others, to our family, our neighbors, our co-workers, our society, and even our church friends. It serves as a testimony of what God has done for us. And this praise occurs through our speaking, singing, and even dancing. So do not put your faith in politicians or scholars, because they cannot procure your salvation. They die, they return to dust, and their plans and their publications fade away. But our God lives and reigns to all eternity. He is our Creator, our King, our Redeemer, and our Savior. So, how can we not praise Him? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have poured into our hearts the true light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light may shine forth in our lives and in our praise through that same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.